Good morning, David.
Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about this program, which we're really proud of.
It's awesome. We've got a couple of sports fans here on the Friday Daily, unlike myself. So it's awesome to showcase a little bit more about what's happening here in Sydney. So the Women's Leadership Program has opened up to many sports now. Why was this decision made, and how does it change the program?
Well, we ran a pilot program last year, which concentrated predominantly on providing women with leadership opportunities in our sport, rugby league. So we're one of the largest state sporting organisations, and so we have the resources to be able to do it for our sport. But it sort of occurred to us, we want to be industry leaders in this space. And it occurred to us that there are a lot of other sports, state sporting organisations who are not quite as big as us, who don't have the resources to offer the same opportunities to their emerging women leaders, and so as industry leaders, we wanted to give those other sports an opportunity to participate in this program as well. And it actually enhances the program by having a whole range of different sports attend the program, and have those emerging women leaders interact with each other. I mean, the same diversity arguments which apply to having women leaders in our sport also apply to having a diverse range of sports participate in the program. And so hopefully the end result is that we'll get some great emerging women leaders who have the resources to be able to sort of grow into fantastic leaders in sport. And by creating networking opportunities across a whole range of sports, we'll all benefit each other. Everything will rise with the tide, hopefully.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So the participants of this program will graduate with nationally recognized credit towards a Certificate 4 or diploma level qualification on leadership and management. So what kinds of skills are participants learning, and how does this help with leadership in sports?
A whole range of different skills, from media skills. We have media professionals, actually very well known media professionals who attend the program and provide sort of interactive skills sessions, emotional intelligence stuff, planning stuff, or everything that you could possibly think of that provides both the academic basis for good leadership, but more than that, the practical implementation of that academic basis. And so you mentioned Kylie Hilder in your introduction, who's the coach of our Women's State of Origin team. Kylie is now participating in the program as one of the instructors in the program, as is Brad Fittler, the coach of our men's State of Origin team. And so those people are providing, the hands-on practical stuff which supplements the academic skills in all of those areas that we spoke about. And so, we want to provide opportunities for our emerging women leaders, and we're doing that. But when we provide those opportunities, the women that are doing these courses need to be appropriately skilled to maximise the opportunities that they're given. Otherwise, otherwise it's sort of it's all a bit tokenistic. So what we're trying to make sure is that women across all sports, when they're given leadership opportunities, they hit the ground running and they make the most of it, and they become great leaders in sport.
That sounds fantastic. So how do these programs such as these promote the advancement of women in leadership roles in sports, especially in some hugely male-dominated sports such as the NRL?
Well, the fundamental premise of it is that we need more women leaders in our sport, rugby league. That's why we started the program, but across sport more broadly, because I don't think the debate about whether or not diversity in leadership is a good thing or a necessary thing, I think that debate's been had and concluded a long time ago. Nobody debates that anymore. But particularly our sport, I mean, we don't have enough gender equity in our sport, and our sport is a far better sport if we do. So you can't be what you can't see. So if we if we, you know, want to talk ourselves up as being leaders in this area, we both have to provide our women with the tools to do the job in leadership roles, but we've actually got to provide them with the opportunity to do it as well. One of the concerns that I had over a number of years is with our women's state of origin team. We for a number of years leading up until last year, we had men coaching that team.
Mm.
And I used to say to our high performance staff, well, why haven't we got a woman coaching the women's state of origin team? It's not because there are no qualified and capable women there. And, you know, I used to get a response back that would say, well, they're not quite ready yet. They're not quite ready yet, you know. And I would say, well, when are they going to be ready? And Kylie Hilder, a couple of years ago, did the highest level of coach accreditation in the NRL. She did that course at our facility at Sydney Olympic Park. There were 32 people who did that facility. Out of the 32 people, there was one woman.
Wow.
Which was Kylie.
Yep.
And so when she successfully completed that course, she came into my office and told me that she'd completed the course. And I said, well, when are you going to be ready to coach the State of Origin team? And she said, I'm ready now. I said, okay, well, you're now the State of Origin coach. And so that's just a small snapshot of how deficient our sport has been in providing those opportunities, and hopefully a signal to every woman that has an interest in rugby league that things are changing and you will be provided with opportunities if you're good enough to take them.
That sounds amazing. So who is able to participate in this program and what can they do to join?
Well, pretty much everybody. We run the program once a year, and so it runs over a number of months. There are four different sections of 2-day face-to-face lectures and a whole lot of sort of online stuff that participants have to do. And so once a year we send out expressions of interest to all of the relevant sports that we think might be interested in participating, and it basically whoever wants to participate, they're welcome with open arms. And so we've only just started our current course a couple of weeks ago, so it will be sort of 9 months or 12 months before we get into another one. But if anyone does have an interest, if they get in touch with New South Wales Rugby League, we'll certainly put them. We'll certainly send out all the material that sort of documents the detail of the course, and we'll certainly note their interest and be back to them for the time the next course operates. And we would happily include anyone that has an interest in doing the course. It'd be a wonderful thing.
Awesome. We'll pop some links up on the website as well. So thank you very much for joining us today. This was amazing, and congratulations on the awesome work that you guys are doing to smash the gender gap.
Very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.